This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 357 for Wednesday, April 19th. I'm Adam Pulishotti. The ICE Futures canola market is struggling to find direction on Wednesday morning despite declines in comparable oils. The United States Department of Agriculture reported on Wednesday that canola oil use for biofuel production is estimated to total almost 419,000 tons this marketing year, a 46% increase. Canola oil imports into the U.S., mostly from Canada, are projected to be 1.15 million tons, up 20% from last year. Chicago soy oil is up, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are lower today. Crude oil is also retreating by more than $1 U.S. per barrel due to recession fears. A weather system is expected to bring between 20 to 40 centimeters of snow in southeastern Saskatchewan and southwestern Manitoba starting today. The Canadian dollar is down nearly one-half of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract is up 90 cents per ton at $782.70, while the July canola contract is down $1.40 per ton at $752.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are mostly showing weakness due to a stronger dollar. Poland and Ukraine have reached a deal allowing the latter's grain to enter Poland without staying in the country. Meanwhile, Bulgaria announced its own ban of Ukrainian grain imports while Romania is considering one. Inspections of Ukrainian grain vessels have resumed on Turkey's Bosphorus Strait after 2 days of discussions between Kiev and Moscow. Below normal temperatures are expected for the U.S. Corn Belt over the next 6 to 10 days, further delaying plantings. The May corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.79. The USDA's attaché in Argentina is projecting the country's soybean production to total 23.9 million tons, its smallest in 23 years. However, the attaché also estimated next year's crop at 50.5 million. The National Oilseed Processors Association reported 185.81 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the month of March, a record. For soy meal, 4.43 million tons were produced as well as 2.2 billion pounds of soy oil. Stocks for soy oil went up 42 million pounds at 1.851 billion. A new renewable diesel and biofuel facility is expected to open in Brazil in 2026 with a capacity of 1 billion liters per year. The May soybean contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.16. Cooler temperatures in the U.S. plains, at times below freezing, are expected this weekend, which would affect winter wheat crops. China imported 1.33 million tons of wheat in March, 53.6% more than last year. Ag consultancy StoneX is projecting Brazil's 2023-24 wheat crop at 11.3 million tons. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.89. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.74. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.75. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.